with the Musers, Junior, Jub Jub, and the Great Gordo's Observation Deck. Tomorrow morning at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are wrapping up for today. Now, tomorrow we're going to be out Scuba Toys, A Better Way to Go. And that'll be in Carrollton. So join us at Scuba Toys, Crosby and I-35 tomorrow with a presentation from 3 until 7. Hey, Tommy Daniels is in there for the Ticket Tickers, huh? Hi, Tommy.
Tommy.
Hello, guys.
How you doing?
Guys, it's great to see you again.
Hey, for me, it's good to be seen by anybody.
You know, it's funny, when you were talking earlier this afternoon about stations being blown up in that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I went through one of those not too long ago.
One.
All right, maybe a few. But as of recent times, within the last month and a half, got that call one afternoon. Hey, everybody show up at 4 o'clock for a little meeting. One and you're done. And that's pretty much the way it went.
Oh, yes. Show up for a little meeting.
And by the way, it was funny. Scott Strong was in here earlier. You know, the first day of business for Scott up here, he fired me at 93.3 The Zone.
He hates you.
No, he didn't. No, you know what? Scott and I get along just fine.
No, that's what you think. He hates you.
Oh, he hates me?
Yes.
You can't ever get Tommy to talk about radio infighting. He won't do it because he's worried about a gig down the road. I've tried that before.
Well, what was the situation at 1190? Because I punched over there this weekend, and they were doing stroke by stroke of the Nelson.
Kate Delaney, they hired Kate Delaney to do that.
And just for that? They brought the sports Sal back for that? Just for that?
See, he won't say anything because he might have to work with her at some point.
Oh, and he is cackling and cracking up.
Interpret for us, Kevin.
Well, Tommy's in there giggling his ass off and turning his mic off. And Keith Leibowitz and a few other people.
So they hired them back? Or just for the one event?
Just the one event.
Mm. Yahooty Tommy!
Well, it's good to have you back, man. Glad you're in the ticket fold.
You know what? I should have never left here the last two or three times.
Now, that's right, Tommy. You shouldn't have.
The last time you said you're going to be sorry if you go work with that fish. You know what? You were right.
But the thing is, when you go, Tommy, they don't even change the codes because they know you're going to be back. You don't have to turn in any of your...
Hey, you want to hear how great this radio station is? The day that station went dummy up, Frito called me within half an hour and said, you want your job back. Within a half an hour.
Well, you know, you should be an inspiration to everybody else. If you do your job and you work hard, you're always welcome back.
Yeah, it's been great. I don't know why I ever left this place in the first place.
He's like the Ricky Henderson of the Ticket. He's put on the Oakland A's jersey about four or five times now.
All right, well, what do you got tonight, Big Dick Hunter?
All right, Desperados.
Besides
with,
a big old fuchsia streak in your hair.
Right. Hey, by the way, Grego, I heard your instance of appearance envy because I'm going to be at...
Right, yeah, I mean, right, I should right, be right, there. Right. I to, should be there.
Hate to point this out, but I'm going to have to because you call me out. Number one, which one of the two of us is wearing the Western shirt? It'd be me. And number two, and this is the big one, who debuted to the world last night? Ray Stone singing Country Goat Classics. That was me, too.
Still doesn't add up. I should be at Shepherd's.
Hooray.
Hey, by the way, Ray's going to be in studio tomorrow night at 8:10. He's bringing his guitar. He and I are going to start
rehearsing. Did you hear this, Rhines?
All right.
Hooray.
Did you hear it?
It's pretty good.
It was pretty good.
I mean, he's got a good singing voice for those old country standards.
No, I didn't hear it.
Yeah. It's very good.
My radio goes off at 7.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Well, then, this won't apply to you, but for everybody else, Will McClay will be in studio tonight at 8, and at 8:30, yet another round of Who Wants to Date My Dallas Desperados Coach. I understand we have our first black female contestant tonight.
All right.
So meaning Friday night, right?
Yes, absolutely. And Bert Sugar at 9:10, one of two friends that Norm and I have in common.
All right, two-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair and Bubba Burger. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your story's become tiresome, whichever happens first. What?
Well, you said Bubba Burger.
Start whatever you have to say with the words.
Stand back, burrito!
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Greg, here you go. Gregor has nice poo-poo.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Stand back, burrito, because my brother and the pterodactyl are going out and smoking a big bag of pot.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Stand back, burrito. Now that I know Norm has crazy horse pants, I'm seeing him in a whole new light.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Stand back, burrito. We're here on Horse Talk 820. We got Smarty Jones. Smarty Jones, did you know you were going to win that pregnancy? Oh, why, yes, of course I did. I was quite aware that I was going to the winner's circle because I could see the carrot dangling out of my horse jockey's ass.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Stand back, burrito. That pre-inhale from Corby in the hinterlands is known as the chorus snake pre-fellatio wheeze.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Stand back, burrito. I think that Gregor needs to learn that when volcanoes erupt, they'll split atoms.
You're on the two-minute... Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, Barb Smith, Rick Honeycutt at the Barbecue Pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Stay tuned. The Top 10 comes up next, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline, live from Scuba Toys in Carrollton. Till then, you guys...